welcome to another edition of Tech San Diego's Talent Podcast, appropriately called T3. It's good to be here today. My co-host is here, the lovely Erin Chizdak from Marsh. Erin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think I'm now going on month, I don't know. It's like Groundhog's Day, working from home still over here. So doing good.
And I hope you had a lovely 4th.
I did. We got to watch all of the fireworks show from a friend's house in Bay Park. So we saw every single show in Southern San Diego go off at one time. So it was great.
Well, we were on the water in the bay, so it was a great time. And it really points out technology's perfect climate, which is, of course, San Diego. And let's just jump into it. So we're going to do something a little different this time. So normally we will bring on a talent acquisition or recruiters from companies that are doing a lot of hiring. And that's great. We'd love to hear from those folks. But what we thought we'd do is take a little bit of a different tack and hear from engineers from one of our companies. And so that's what we're doing today. One of our anchor companies in San Diego, Verimatrix. So let us welcome from Verimatrix, first, Matthew Feit. Say hello, Matthew.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Matthew, how are you?
I'm well.
And we're going to also introduce Kim Vogley. Kim, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, I'm going to assume, are both of you guys, you may be working remotely, but are you both in San Diego?
We are.
Yeah.
So also in technology's perfect climate. So, Erin, let's get going and let's ask these engineers some questions. So, first of all, tell us a little bit. I don't know if Kim, you would like to go, or Matthew. Tell us a little bit about Verimatrix.
Verimatrix itself was founded in 1999 here in San Diego. After about 20 years, Verimatrix was acquired by a company formerly known as Inside Secure. So, really, Verimatrix for the last couple of years has become a new company from what it had been. And so now Verimatrix is this company that picked up the content security, content protection of what Verimatrix had done. Along with that, they do app protection, app shielding, watermarking. But it's a company that's very much focused on the security of their business customers. And I guess a little bit more about Verimatrix is that we're international. And by that, I mean, I always get this wrong because it's more countries. I always forget. It seems a country, but we're in at least from a engineering perspective, we're in at least 6 countries. So that includes France, Germany, the Netherlands, the United States, Beijing presence, an Indian presence. And then we work with some partners in Uruguay as well. So we have this big global footprint, which is a fun, you know, management problem.
Well, it sounds like you've been used to working remote then for a long time with your teams. With people scattered throughout the world, I mean, I have a hard time coordinating calendars with someone in New York. How does this work?
Will and intent. You have to try to make it work. I've worked at this company since 2008. We've had, you know, a global team since I joined. And in San Diego, a joke I make is that we're waking up usually when the rest of the world's going to bed. So it can be a burden, but it's something we've been trying and failing at for a long time. And we, you know, slowly, ever so slowly get better at it. And then COVID threw us, you know, a full scale opportunity to kind of lean in and do something and try to make that better.
So it sounds, Matthew, to get back to your technology, so it sounds like you guys are really on the cutting edge of both kind of cybersecurity and also video and streaming and keeping those things protected. Both of those are leading edge technologies. Tell us about some of the technology. I don't want to use a technical word, but what are some of the stacks that you guys use to work on your technology?
I guess. Kind of coming into this, I would say, you know, we've got some mature technology, so there's mature tech stacks there. So certainly languages like C and C++ are part of our technologies. Java, they're ever present. Trying to keep up with the rest of the world, be able to move fast and have, you know, a cloud footprint as well. It's kind of pushed us into, you know, being a part of a modern DevOps stack. We're very heavily, using a public cloud provider. We're trying to leverage technologies that make us go faster in those public clouds so that we're not reinventing the wheel. We're, you know, using what others have laid down for us. And I guess I would just say, you know, whatever makes sense is kind of what we lean into. So There's not a monoculture. There's not a monotechnical culture. There's a number of technical problems, and it's a pretty diverse set of technologies and tech stacks that we're working with.
Matthew, that sounds like some really interesting stuff that you guys are working on. How big is the company?
All in, I think we're slightly less than 300 people, but our tech team is, probably almost half of that.
So what's cool about working for Verimatrix?
One of the things that's cool about working at Verimatrix is something that Matt said. He said something about how we only try to do things that make sense, right? And so we're always looking at whether or not the things that we're doing actually do make sense. We try not to keep following ourselves down bad paths. And we're always looking for ideas from the people who work for us, and we want to follow those ideas. And from one of the things that I work really hard on is I work on building leaders across the organization. That's something that is really important to me. And I work with managers to make them better managers, and I work with team members to make them better people, because that's what's important to me. And it makes people happier, and happier employees are just so much better employees. It means that their job is a happier part of their life. It's a more important part of their life. And that is something that I work really hard on.
Well, Kim, I can definitely tell you that in my day-to-day, there are some things that I do that do not make any sense, but they're like a necessary evil, right, for my life. Talk to me a little bit about your training program then. If I'm a new hire at Verimatrix, do I get paired with someone like you in maybe a mentor-mentee capacity to help kind of show me the ropes and get me to be the best Verimatrixer I can be?
Absolutely. That is something that we have started to do quite a bit more since the pandemic, because it's much harder to join a company when you don't get to meet a person face-to-face. And your only introduction to the company is over some kind of a Zoom call or Teams or whatever technology you're using. It can be very intimidating, especially in an engineering group, which engineers are notoriously introverts. And it is not easy for them to reach out to others. And it's not easy for them to let their own personalities come out and, sort of build these friendships and build these relationships. So we do that within the team. You are paired with a person on your team. You work very closely with that person. That person not only helps you understand Verimatrix and, how to navigate that, but also how to navigate the relationships within the team. So they're trying to do those sort of social things on top of just helping you learn the technology and learn the products. So yes, we would absolutely do that for you.
So when the talent acquisition folks have screened folks for you guys to interview, and you're interviewing them, what type of behavior do you guys love to see when you have a new recruit come in to interview with you? What are some of the things that you're looking for?
I love to ask people what they're obsessed with in terms of technology. And, they'll tell me things that they're looking at on the weekends and nights, when they're trying to watch something on Netflix, but they're really busy actually scrolling through something on their phone and they're learning about it and they're always interested in it, because those things are important. Not only are they going to bring those interests into the organization, but they're going to spread that. They're going to spread that around the other people, and that technology might end up being part of our stack. So I like to ask them, what excites them? And, we have a lot of good conversations in the interview around that.
And then Matthew, maybe from a technical side, when you're looking at, let's say, university talent, what are some of the things that you might be looking for in on the technical side?
Very similarly, it's projects they may have worked on, passions. Usually in those conversations, you kind of touching on what Kim just said, you find out what their passions are. I tend, especially at that level, I'm looking for people that have a passion for problem solving. Also, this kind of vibes with my interests, but I also think that it goes with what's important to the generation today. They want to feel connected to something bigger than them. This goes back to this idea that we want to do things that make sense. So we don't want to do things just because we're idly wasting time. We're trying to help somebody. And that comes through even when you're talking to people at an undergraduate level. Because you'll see that they wanted to help their local charity bring them into the cloud, or they wanted to modernize something that used to take somebody several weeks to do, and they're going to help them do it in a few minutes. I remember interviewing someone not too long ago, and he was fresh out of school, but he had, in the interview it was so clear that he had this customer focus, and even though he didn't know how to do what it was that the customer needed, it was clear that he was driven or pulled even towards making the situation better for a customer. And then that kind of propelled him to learn some things and even help transform the team he was on So that they were approaching, you know, how do I provide value to this customer? They're not maybe asking themselves that question, but there's this innate sense of, I want to make something better. I want it to make sense. I want it to bring purpose to my life. I want to help somebody. Those are the things I'm looking for all the time.
Aaron and I have had a lot of talent acquisition folks on this, and that's really correlates with what we're hearing from other folks. They rarely, you're going to assume that they have, you know, a minimum technical, they know what they don't know, but it's really about attitude and behavior. And those seem to be even more important or as important as some of the technical aspects of that. We touched upon this a little bit, but what are some of the, so every company has kind of fun things they do, whether it's a Taco Tuesday or whatever that is. What are some, and you know, last year was a tough year to gauge what that might be a Verimatrix, but what are some of the kind of the fun things about working at Verimatrix?
I can tell you about a team building activity that we just did within the last couple of weeks. We had each team go on a virtual trip. They had to create a slideshow as if they had actually gone on that trip and taken pictures. But you would go and find pictures that were interesting and then superimpose your teammates' faces into those pictures. And then we had everybody present it back as a slideshow. And it was just an afternoon of laughter, and it was really entertaining. It gave people an opportunity to sort of get to know what their teammates found interesting. Like, you know, some of the people who were on my team, they got to see what I find interesting about the place where I grew up, which was in South Dakota. And they'd never been there, never heard of most of the things there. And so, you know, it was a good opportunity just to socialize, but it was also just this great afternoon of laughter. And that was really fun.
That does sound like fun. And not a lot of us have been to South Dakota. Didn't we sell that to Canada or something? That's still up there.
That's North Dakota. You've got it all mixed up. But on top of that, that was just a fun activity. But another thing that we do is we do hackathons twice a year. And so that's something that's more technical. And it's something that, you know, engineers are often very excited about because they can come in with their own ideas and their own things that they've been thinking about on those nights and weekends, you know, things that they haven't been able to implement maybe as part of their normal day-to-day jobs. So that's a more technical thing that we do that's exciting at Verimatrix.
You know, part of the audience that's going to be looking at this is trying to figure out where they're going to go for their career destination. And San Diego has been ranking very, very heavily in a lot of national studies lately. Why do you think San Diego is such a hotbed for talent nowadays?
I think San Diego has certainly the best climate, right? And I think as there have been other places in California that have been hotter before, and maybe that's been a little bit saturated, and now they're starting to recognize that there are other great places as well. And certainly lots of companies here looking for great people. I'm sure that helps.
Yeah. Are you guys finding it hard to find talent in San Diego? Or, I mean, do you have struggles in certain positions?
Yeah, we absolutely do. It's been challenging in the pandemic to find senior engineers. Perhaps those are the folks that are not changing jobs as quickly and as easily. We've had much better luck with more junior and mid-level, and we're all for it, right? We'll hire at any level. We just like good people, but senior has definitely been a challenge in the last year and a half.
So how many job openings do you have, and where would someone go to see those job openings?
So you can go to verimatrix.com/careers to see all of our openings. Within engineering, we have about 12 openings right now. It kind of goes up and down, you know, every day of the week. But we have a number of open positions within engineering and also in the other departments, I'm sure. But I'm very focused on engineering.
Of course. So let me ask you something more important. When we get back to the office, what's your favorite restaurant around the office to go to?
Aladdin.
Oh, that's one we have not heard yet.
No.
There's a sandwich shop in the UPS building across the street that's really convenient.
I feel like Matthew has like the same like lunch schedule as me. I have like 30 minutes to like air fry some chicken nuggets and get back to my desk. Like it sounds like we're on the same level. Well, you guys are I guess your office, quote unquote, is in the Sereno Valley area. So you've got some really good food in that area.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's lots of choices. I've actually never been to the UPS building sandwich shop.
Matthew, you're going to have to get out a little bit more than running over to the UPS store across the street for a sub, okay?
I live my life based on efficiency, so.
I need to get you an air fryer so I can show you how to air fry some chicken nuggets and french fries in 20 minutes while you clean up your kitchen or walk your dogs. That's what you need to learn.
Sounds perfect.
So we've talked about Verimatrix. We've talked about the technology. We've talked about why it's such a cool place to work. We've talked about some of the fun things about Verimatrix. We found out what your favorite, well, we found out what Kim's favorite restaurant is. We're not counting Matthew's sub shop at UPS. And we found out where to go for the careers. Aaron, is there, what did we forget? Did we forget to ask these folks anything?
Well, no, I mean, I will say that, you know, when you're looking at recruiting talent in San Diego, obviously we have got a great place to live, great climate, great food, great people. I just wanted to touch on just quickly, I know that this isn't really your area of expertise, but another really great pull for Verimatrix is you guys have a really robust benefits program, being kind of the benefits guru on the pod. I just want to make sure that anyone listening knows how competitive your benefits programs are. We obviously have a lot of options when looking for, you know, for careers here in San Diego. And I can definitely say that I've stack ranked your benefits program with my expertise, and it's one of the top I've seen. So if anyone's looking for work, you can definitely be rest assured that you'll have a great program for covering yourself, your family with Verimatrix. But I don't think we forgot to ask anything. Is there anything from you, Kim or Matthew, that you want us to know about Verimatrix that maybe might not be something we see on paper? You know, is there something that stands out to you? I know that's kind of a tough question about why maybe Verimatrix over another position in San Diego with a different company.
I would say two things. One of them is that we do a lot of training within engineering, and we allow everybody to have access to, in particular, into cloud programming, right? Cloud development training. And we will help you get to certifications if that's what you're interested in. So we do provide that. The other thing I would say is that we are very into helping you develop into whatever it is that you want to be. We allow people to move from department to department if that's what they want to do. If they're interested in a different career path outside of engineering, I will help you get there. That is something that I think we do very well, and we do it for everyone.
Wow, that's really refreshing. I feel like having someone advocating for you within the within an organization, whether it be in engineering or any field, it is huge. I feel like a lot of employees sometimes get lost in the shuffle, whether it's a big company or even a small company. So it sounds like you're really invested in helping employees grow and learn and get to that next level. So maybe, who knows, Kim, maybe you don't need to find senior engineers. You just grow them at home.
We'll do it.
I think, you know, that's one of the benefits of San Diego is we have a lot of small, mid-sized companies, and they're going to be focused on that, right? You're not going to get lost at Verimatrix, right? And you know, those graduates that are looking north and, you know, one of these mega companies, that's great. But, you know, the experience and the training and having someone like Kim kind of lead you along. And also, you know, Matt, I've known Matt for 5 years and truly one of the smartest engineers I know and one of the smartest leaders I know. Matthew is a regular participant in our Chief Software Development Roundtable and is always one of the most active participants. And when Matthew talks, people tend to listen. So I know he's a good boss to work for just from the interaction I've had with him. So I think we've covered everything. If there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and end this podcast. Kim, Matthew, thanks for taking time out of your very busy engineering schedules to join us. Aaron, thank you. Always nice to have you. And we will see you at the next issue, the next time we record the T3 podcast. So from Tech San Diego, thank you very much.
Hi. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye.
Tech San Diego would like to thank Verimatrix for taking the time to talk to us today. Special thanks to co-hosts Aaron Chizdak, client benefits specialist with Marsh and McLennan Agency West, Kim Vogley, technology leader, program manager, and scrum master with Verimatrix, and Matt Feit, senior vice president of engineering with Verimatrix. This podcast is edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact. Executive producers are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. To learn more about the open positions at Verimatrix, visit verimatrix.com/careers.